Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Donovan's here, too. Jim Donovan is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Handbook to a Happier Life, which is his newest one. And, of course, he also has This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, which is one of my favorite sayings of all times. And it's also one, it just happens to be one of my favorite books. And he's our good friend. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Have you back on the show? I'm just looking. I'm trying to find my notes here. Not my notes, but we got records here. I'm going to try to uncover here before too long. Just on how long it's been since you've been when you were on the show first. I think I know it was in '98.
Oh yeah, it's been forever.
I just can't remember. Did we have your anniversary? Have we sang happy anniversary to you this year so far?
I think we might have done that the last time.
I think we may have. So that means that we're working on our ninth year together. And,
wow.
And so thank you for your steadfastness, for your support of all the things that we do here in this operation and for all the things you do for small business. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. It's amazing how fast time goes.
What, when you're having fun?
No kidding. Okay.
Hey, one of the things I know you want to talk to us about today, Jim, is something that I'm anxious to hear about, and that is how to develop multiple sources of income. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, that's something that I'm working on personally, have been for quite a while here. And it was interesting because everybody's heard Bob Allen and the multiple streams of income and all that concept. And I was listening to Bob Proctor recently, and he rephrased it as multiple sources. And it really just kind of shifted my thinking because that gives it, to me, that made it a little more concrete. I'm looking and saying, okay, so what are the sources that this is coming from?
Now, what's the other word? Multiple streams?
Well, multiple streams of income is the better known phrase because of the book.
It's amazing how words matter, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm a writer, so words matter a lot to me. I make money from words.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, streams, when you heard streams, you know, it was pretty intuitive, but sources,
it's kinda cool,
sources made you uncover some ideas, didn't it?
Yeah. Sources, I think, nails it down a little bit more. You know, streams sounded cool. And it's like, oh, yeah, streams of income. Wow, that's nice. Money flowing, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But this really is like, okay, so what are the sources and how do I get there? And, you know, I was thinking about that earlier this morning. If you can imagine, there was an earlier this morning around here. I've been up a couple hours. And, you know, there are a lot of things. There are things that a small business can do. I wrote something a number of years ago. It was basically two questions you can use to increase your business. And question one is, what new markets can I find for my products? And question two is, what new applications can I find? And that's another way to go at sources of income. Because let me just step that back for a second. You know, markets might be, if you're selling online, you might start looking at ways you can sell offline and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Another way that, you know, something that
and
I do.
And certainly, if you're selling offline, you better be looking at ways to sell online.
Oh yeah, or you're leaving all sorts of money on the table.
Yeah, you're not in the 21st century if you're not doing that.
Exactly. And, you know, there are things that anybody in the information business of any kind, you know, what I do, I have books. So I also have audio programs, and then I have those books are available as e-product, and then that's the audio is available from multiple websites and various delivery mechanisms, mm-hmm. and there's all this kind of stuff going on, which is basically repurposing the same product.
Right.
My favorite example of that, and you'll love this one, is if you remember back when you were a kid, when we were growing up, Arm & Hammer made a baking soda that people bought a container of and put it in their kitchen closet, and it lasted forever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came along and said, no,
until I kicked it over.
Yeah, really. And then, you know, somebody came along and said, okay, what you do with this is you put it in a refrigerator and it gets rid of odors. Well, all of a sudden, the sales for that product went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because now people are buying it on a regular basis. Instead of buying one every 20
years. Well, instead of buying one every couple of months for the biscuits, now they're buying three, and you know, and their sales doubled overnight.
Yeah, exactly. And they, you know, and then you put it in the litter box, and you do it. So they found all these new applications. Then they got into toothpaste, and it's one of the best deodorants you can use. And they got all these new applications going around this one little old product. that's been out there for 100 years.
Right.
You know, so that's another way to go at that.
I like the use of the word repurpose. I think that's a handy little tool to use when we're thinking about multiple streams and we're looking at things we're already doing. Think about repurposing it. And can I stick another? You used two words there. I forgot exactly how you used it. The two different things to look at. But I'd like to add another one. New partnerships.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to add that in there. To your two words, because I think if you not say those two things again, you said a minute ago about the different ways of looking at it.
Finding new markets for your product.
Right, new markets.
How else? Where else can I sell this product I've been selling to this group of people?
Right.
And then what else can I do with this product?
Right.
Repurpose it.
New purpose, and then also new markets, new purpose, and repurpose, and new partners.
New partners is a great one. I'll use my books as an example. I'm published in 18 countries. Each of those becomes a revenue stream,
right,
one degree or another, depending on the country.
Right.
And it's
the same work. You've already done the work.
Exactly. All I'm doing is sending PDF files.
Right.
For people to translate.
Mm-hmm.
Not all. I mean,
now, since everybody doesn't have your business model, so it's not always that easy for everybody. But that's not the point though, folks, is that especially in the 21st century, there are lots of markets out there that you haven't touched that are brand new, unplowed markets that need to be cultivated.
Well, how about selling Starbucks inside a bookstore?
Yeah.
That's another. They said, okay, we sell coffee. Where else can we sell this? Well, why don't we sell it to people while they're reading books and magazines?
Well, if you want to get an idea of how partners are popping up all over the place, look at the convenience stores that have hamburger joints inside of them.
Yep, exactly.
Or Dairy Queen or whatever.
Was it Domino's or somebody did a deal with Kmart?
Yeah.
Somebody in pizza did a deal with Kmart.
You got to think about those things. And the thing about it, Jim, those are the kinds of thought processes that are helping to make small businesses not just vendors to big companies, but integrated partners.
Yeah, exactly. And it becomes a mindset. It's the mindset of, how can we all win instead of how can I compete?
That's exactly
right.
Getting
away from that competitive mind and looking at it saying, all right, everybody can win. There's plenty to go around. What else can I do here?
Don't just think about who can I sell my stuff to. Think about who can I partner with so they can help me sell my stuff.
Right.
And I can add value to their – what can I do to add value to their customer relationships?
And they're adding value to their own customers.
Absolutely. Stand by. Quick break. We're going to take a quick one. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with Jim Donovan. He's the author of A Handbook to a Happier Life. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. There's the Queen of Soul for you. That's all we wanted in this small business owners, just a little respect. That's all we're asking for. Nothing more. That's not too much to ask, is it? Jim Donovan gives us a lot of respect and a lot of love. Jim is the author of Handbook to a Happier Life, and I want you to give us your website, Jim.
It's at Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
And you've got, they can buy your books there, they can buy your CDs there.
They can find out about everything. They can get a free newsletter there.
Your audio books.
Get an audio. There's actually, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a free seminar audio.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff there. So it's been growing for 10, 12 years now.
Jim's Gems is his newsletter. And when I started my newsletter, I was really ticked because you'd already took the cool name that I wanted to use, Jim. But now you want to make a little free offer to my audience, don't you?
I do. I have a little ebook that I wrote. It's only about 40 pages. It's called Wealth Without Struggle, because I'm getting tired of hearing people. Everybody's struggling with money, and baby boomers can't figure out how to retire and can't get another job and all this stuff. And it's really about starting from the inside and saying, okay, what do I have to do to develop the mindset to create wealth? That's why I use the title Wealth Without Struggle. And it's available at www.allthewealthyouwant.com. It's A-L-L-T-H-E-W-A-L-T-H. YOUWANT.com. Not so easy to spell.
All the wealth. I think we know how to spell it, Jim. All
yeah,
the
all
wealth.
The wealth you,
dot you. All the wealth you want.
Right.
.com.
.com.
All right.
Yeah,
and so what do we do when we get there?
There'll be a little floating window. We'll say free ebook. You know, put in your email address and click.
All right, I appreciate that very much,
and it's my
and so a little ebook to download. I'm going to go there and download that myself.
It's just one of these. It walks you through some questions and helps you develop the mindset to say, okay, now what do I want to do to increase my income?
All
so
the
really
wealth you want. .com. Now, all right. So let's get back to our discussion of alternative, or I should say, additional streams of income.
Well, here's one that you might enjoy because this probably applies to you. So, you know, a lot of us out here have developed databases. I mean, I've got a pretty good sized database from people downloading free ebooks and products like that.
Right.
You know, and somewhere a couple of years ago, I looked at that and I said, all right, how else can I monetize that? My new favorite word, monetize. And you realize that, all right, my audience likes self-help material. Well, there are lots of other people that have great stuff out there that they may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
And those people coincidentally have affiliate programs. So you can go to somebody in a similar industry and say, do you have a non-competing product or a product that my community might also want to have, and work a deal where you can use a database to go out there and do that. And I'm getting, you know, you get that. I get things like that in the mail from various kinds of organizations. You know, again, you're just finding ways to partner with people, and it turns your database into another source of income.
Well, you know, that's the important thing to think about. I really think that one of the biggest ways to do what you're talking about, one of the most effective ways to do it, is by thinking about partners.
Yeah.
And I've been talking, as you know, I've been talking about this. You and I've been both have been talking about this for a long time. And when you realize who all the people that you know. And they already know what you have. They're buying stuff from you. They're your customers, et cetera. But now you've got a friend who sells something else, and they know that friend knows people who doesn't know about you, and your customers don't know about your friend.
Exactly.
And so you guys can cross collateralize your stuff, and make your customers happy. And you know what I like to do, Jim, is put something together. That's sort of a combination of the two companies, and make a special product, make a special offer, something that you couldn't get anywhere else. But it's a better deal than what you could get if you just buy my stuff all by itself.
Right.
And the same thing for the other guy.
Sure. Well, the other thing is you have people that already have your stuff, but they're still looking to buy other things. Well, why not? Why aren't you the one presenting it to them?
Mm-hmm.
Or why? In my case. For me, it's a service because I find out about things that other people may not find out about or may not find out about for quite a while because I'm in certain loops of people. So I'll find out about a product or a program or an audio program or a book or something like that way ahead of time. So I'm actually helping my community by being able to put that information out and say, hey, if you like this kind of stuff, here it is.
Right.
And here it is with all kinds of perks that come with it because you're getting in on in the early stage of it. So that's a whole other thing. And then the other one, and a final point I had that I wrote this morning, there's this little game going on out here called Google AdSense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far you've gotten into it, but I'm starting to scratch the surface.
Tell us about it.
Well, if you have a website, you can put a piece of code anywhere on your pages. Or if you have a blog, even if you don't have a website, you can go put up a blog in the next 10 minutes on Blogger. And you can start writing about a particular subject. And you can put a piece of code there from Google, and Google will display content relevant ads that will match. As spite as your page figures out what that page is about, and it puts up ads that go along with that copy. And they, when people click on those ads, Google will give you a share of that revenue that they collected.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most amazing game out there.
It's pretty cool. There are a lot of people making a lot of money that way. And basically what Google does with the ad. And it's very they're not in your face ads either. I mean, very low key, very subtle, and it kind of, in one way, I would look at it is it adds value to the experience of your audience.
Yeah, exactly. They're coming there. They're learning. They're getting the content. I was at a seminar and I was talking to a young guy on a break, and he had an idea. He's going to get his brother, who's a high school kid, who's a gamer, to start blogging about games, and I'm going to build it out with AdSense and going to turn it into a revenue stream.
Right. Lots of different ways. You just got to think out of the box a little, folks. Hey, Jim, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure, as always.
Say hi to Georgia.
I will. You take care.
Quick break. Right back with John Sestina right after these messages. Stay with me.
I'm nationwide.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.